Everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we explored how sleep, recovery, and the nervous system are deeply connected. We also learned how to track the body's readiness through the heart rate variability and the resting heart rate. In this episode, we'll continue to explore the data in our biometric wearables. Sometimes you may find that the numbers say one thing, but then your body tells a different story. And I find it's a good way to kind of align qualitatively how I'm feeling with what the metrics are saying and whether it's really in alignment with my experience. And what I've learned may help you understand how your recovery and your rest and nervous system repair each other and perhaps help you improve your performance as well. We live in a world where numbers often speak louder than intuition. Our smartwatches, fitness trackers, and sleep monitors give us daily updates on how ready we are. Recovery scores, HRV, sleep stages, these tools are very powerful. But sometimes your body knows something the numbers don't. There are days when I wake up and I look at my tracker and I see a glowing green screen, but I still feel foggy or emotionally off. Today I actually had a green recovery score and I really felt great. And what I mean by that, there was clarity, calm, steady breath, no tension, and no resistance to face the day. The recovery is more than just the metrics. It's how your system feels physically, emotionally, and mentally. And often the biggest clues are invisible to the device that we're wearing. So what I find is I track what I did. So what did I do that created the green recovery that I feel today? So what behaviors help me wake up feeling this good? There can be something powerful in the routine, in your evening routine or daily routine, something that you find can be repeatable. And that's what I look for here. Recovery doesn't start simply when your head hits the pillow. It can start hours earlier. That evening, I made 3 simple choices. I had a magnesium bath soak. I actually had that in the afternoon. But before bed, I had a protein smoothie and I did a few minutes of gentle yoga, which included some breath work. So the magnesium soak helped me let go. It softened my muscles, deepened my breath, and told my nervous system it was safe to rest. Then I did about 10 minutes of yoga, not to stretch or sweat, just to breathe and release whatever my body was holding onto from the day. And before I did the yoga, I had the protein smoothie, which kept me nourished without weighing me down. So it helped to stabilize my blood sugar and helped me avoid waking up really early. So each action alone was small, but it stacked together. And it became a powerful signal to my body that it was safe and that it could rest. So the result, I didn't just sleep, I moved through the night in very consistent cycles that felt smooth and deep. So while the yoga, the bath, and the smoothie helped me wind down, my sleep data caught on to all of that. I found there were repeating heart rate spikes through the night. And what I mean by that, by repeating, it was almost as if you could just copy and paste each one over, because that's how it repeated, and it's a really interesting pattern. What the heart rate spikes really meant. When I looked at the sleep graph, I noticed rhythmic heart rate spikes every 90 minutes or so. To someone unfamiliar with sleep cycles, this might look alarming. But in reality, it's a sign of healthy cycling through REM and deep sleep. REM Rapid eye movement is when the brain activates. Dreams intensify and the heart rate naturally rises. These spikes weren't chaotic, they followed a wave-like rhythm. This showed that my nervous system was flexible and responsive. It wasn't stress, it was structure. And of course, not all HR spikes are good, especially if they come with wake-up sweats or anxiety. But that night, they were part of a clean, regular sleep rhythm that mirrored exactly how I felt when I woke up, rested and stable. So the data confirmed how I felt in the morning. So the proof wasn't in the numbers, it was the clarity I felt the moment I woke up and the energy that I felt throughout the day. Morning clarity, proof beyond the numbers. So this morning I felt light, not empty, clear, not rushed, energized, but grounded. I wasn't bracing for the day, I was ready for it. My breath was calm, my thoughts were still, and my body felt steady. No tightness in my jaw or neck, no mental fog. It's moments like these that remind me recovery is more than a graph, it's a lived experience. The real score was in how I moved, how I spoke, how I chose my food that morning. When I feel that clear, I know something deep in me has reset. That's when I started thinking, how can I stay here, especially during the week when life gets more demanding? That kind of clarity is rare, and when it shows up, it's worth protecting. So let's explore what I'll do, what I can repeat to help stay in the zone. So for me to stay in the zone, that day I had a 60-minute walk, but it was split into two walks, one in the morning and one mid-afternoon, midday. So I can continue with a short walk, even if it's 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes as a walk. A condensed but consistent wind down time, some breath work and some yoga, even if it's 5-10 minutes. And protein in the afternoon, a couple of hours before bedtime. And of course, protein early when I wake up with some healthy fats to go along with it. And I forgot to mention the fruit. I had 4 mandarins, sweet mandarins. So with this in mind, I can help to send those signals of safety and balance as I wind down to help keep my recovery sustainable, not just as a lucky night, but a rhythm that I can return to again and again. Use your body as your first source of truth. Let the clarity you feel be your score. And use the practices that work, even in small doses, to help carry that recovery into your real life. Next week, I'll dive into the topic of sleep debt in real life, how to stay recovered when you may not feel fully rested. We'll explore how to support your nervous system and maintain balance even on a short sleep and busy day. Until then, breathe deep, stay curious, and trust your own signals. You're wiser than the app. Once again, this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Thanks for tuning in and have a wonderful week.